The sister of UVF murder victim Bobby Moffat has described as animals the people who carried out a brutal hammer attack on her son. Lily Moffat is blaming the UVF and said her son needed 30 staples to his head. 23-year-old James Kelly is still in hospital after he was beaten just off the Crumlin Road on Saturday. Lily has been speaking to our reporter Lisa McAllister, and she has told her that it's just the latest attack in a long campaign of violence and intimidation aimed at her and her family.
Saturday evening, about 7 o'clock, he was in a house and four men went into the house and beat him with hammers and bats and flick bats.
Hammers and bats, so he'd be pretty seriously injured?
Yes, it's real bad head injuries and his whole body's covered. His arms and his legs is all marked and swollen. And his head, and he can't even hear out of his ear because it's all stapled right round the whole side of his ear. He got 30 staples till his head, another 4 till his eye.
Do you know why James has been targeted?
They said it was for antisocial behaviour at the very beginning. That was back years ago when he had a serious beating then too. And it's just been going on from that. And
how many times has he been attacked then?
Three up to now. Well, we're at our wit's end. We have no one to help us. Not one person has spoke up for us, except like Ray McCord and Tracy Coulter, you know. They've been the best from the wee help group. But other than that, there's no politicians, no MPs, no nothing that is speaking. That they haven't even passed my door from my brother or anything was killed.
Your brother Bobby Moffat,
yeah.
Since he was murdered, how has it been for your family?
Well, we're still getting taunted. We can't walk on that shank road at all. We're getting things threw at us, called names, shouted at. I've had my window smashed again last July and hit with a brick.
You were hit with a brick?
Yeah, the brick came through the windows, it smashed.
You said you're at your wit's end?
Yeah. I don't know how I could go on anymore.
And looking at your son lying in a hospital bed today?
Yep. And sick. I don't know what way it's going to end up. Don't know what way. I don't know. He's going for more brain scans and things, so I don't know why we're going to be carrying our box down that road. I need someone to stand up for us all.
Is that your worst fear at your lowest moments, that you'll be at your son's funeral the way you were at your brother's?
Yeah, I can see it happening. Because he just won't leave us alone. Shooting my brother in the face. And then now, you're murdering my son, my hammers. You can't really go on much more. And then when I run down, I got the phone call that they were beating him outside the Royal. This was after the house. They were beating him outside the Royal when I run down. Because of my anger, I went for them. And I was told I would be next.
Are you frightened?
No, not for myself anymore. I've no feelings left at all. I'm frightened for what they could do or what my son or what the rest of my family has to go through.
The people who beat your son, who told you that you would be next,
yeah.
Do you know them to be members of the UVF?
Yeah. The same faces, the same ones. They're in the UVF. I have no doubt about that. And now my son has already been targeted again. He's lying in that hospital. I don't know what way he's going to come out of it.
He has more scans to go for tomorrow?
Yeah, more scans now. He's dizzy, he can't get up much. And the hammer's done that. I mean, we've already had one death. The ones that comes out looking for your votes in the first place. They're good to come and hit your doors then, but then you don't see them. Someone needs to do something. And the police need to do their job as well and go out and arrest these boys because they're not even masked when they're coming now. They're getting that brazen.
Was James able to recognise them and identify them?
James knew every one of them, and anyone else that was in the house knows them as well. Animals, I don't even think animals will get on that way.
Shortly after 8 o'clock, say the police, it was reported, this is from the PSNI, detectives in Tennant Street appealing for information. Shortly after 8, it was reported that a 23-year-old male was assaulted in the area, treated for his injuries, and Tennant Street CID are asking you to contact them if they have any information.